Hi, hello, and how are you from Yankton, South Dakota, as the Door College Defenders get set to take on the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action this evening. The Door College Defenders looking to bounce back from a loss this past weekend to the Midland Warriors, while the Mount Marty Lancers looking to build on a win from last night. They stepped outside of the conference and defeated Dakota State by a final score of 3-0. Mount Marty is 7-10 overall, 0-4 in the GPAC. The Lancers have lost conference matches to Doan, Briarcliff, Concordia, and Northwestern. Lancers average 11.13 kills per set for the 150 kill efficiency. Mount Marty digs up 16.98 kills attempts per set for the 1.83 blocks and 1.28 a serve. Sierra Cloth puts down 2.85 kills per set for the 191 kill efficiency. Ellison Cross averages 2.63 kills per set for the 347 kill efficiency. Laura Groseth is good for 1.7 kills per set. Bailey Kutcht is at 1.68 kills per set. Amber Dithsey and Caitlin Ilg run the setting position at 6.59 and 5.72 assists per set, respectively. Let's pause for a prayer from Mount Marty and Laddie Simple Arena. So resuming with the information for you during the pregame show, the Defenders are 10-7 overall, 4-2 in the GPAC. Door College has dropped two of its last three. Those two losses have come against nationally rated teams, Midland and Northwestern. Dort's other losses are to Concordia of California, Vanguard, Viterbo, Mid-America Nazarene, and Jamestown. Dort College is averaging 11.99 kills per set with a 2.11 kill efficiency, and they get to 13.52 digs per outing. Kayla Bartman runs the show with an 8.77 assists per set average, and she gets 1.06 kills and 2.13 digs. She also has 17 ace serves and averages just over a half block per set. Brooke Walterstorff averages 2.84 kills with a 2.37 kill efficiency and gets to 2.51 digs. Haley Moss and Jenna Horstman average 2.26 and 2.07 kills respectively. Heather Showers and Elizabeth Keel complete the Dort College rotation at the net, with Keel averaging 1.12 blocks per outing. Megan Krausman is the leader in digs with 3.3 average, and Summer Jansen handles 2.28. Dort lost to Midland on Saturday, 25-15, 17-25, 27-29, and 16-25. Haley Moss had 12 kills, Horstman 11. Caleb Bartman had 33 assists. The Lancers played and beat Dakota State last night, 25-22, 25-22, 25-18. Kutchta had 9 kills along with Cloth, and Dithsey put up 20 assists. Dort College is 26-0 against the Lancers dating back to 1998. They won last year's meeting on October 1 by a 3-0 decision. Dort won by scores of 25-20, 25-13, and 25-11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with volleyball from Laddie Simple Arena, Yankton, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. One item of note: Dort College is going to be without the services of Megan Krausman this evening. The libero will be Summer Jansen, so Dort College will be without their junior libero tonight. Shaken up, or injured, I should say, in the match on Saturday evening with Midland. We will have to see how long she is out. Midland with services. We start this evening's match. Amber Dithsey, the one of the setters for Midland, will serve it up as we start things off. Short serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman. Slide right side over to Keel. Keel off high hands, pushed to the close to the net, and a kill for the Dort College Defenders and Keel. And the Defenders lead it 1-0. 1-0 our score. We are getting started about 12 minutes late for today's contest. Junior varsity match ran just a little bit long. Short serve controlled by Mount Marty. Slide to the right. And a kill out of the right side by Allison Cross. Cross with her first kill tonight. And Mount Marty ties it up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Playing at the Laddie E. Simple Arena. If you're familiar with the layout, I'm seated high atop the playing surface, looking almost directly down the net at the R1 for tonight's contest, about 15 feet above her vision level. Haley Moss sets it over to Keel. Keel off high hands. Mount Marty scrambling. Chicken wing saved by Keel. Keeps it alive. Comes back over to Showers. Blocked at the net. covered by Jansen, comes back over to Shower. Showers punches it over, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, pushed over the net, one-arm stab, saved by Keel, pushes it back over to Moss. Moss with a swing, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, over the top of the block, saved by Walterstorff, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Showers. Showers blocked at the net, point Mount Marty. 2-1 our score. Mount Marty getting the block put up on the attack by Heather Showers. Allison Cross doing the bulk of the work that time for Mount Marty in terms of that block. Lancers have service. Sending it over will be Jones. Taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes outside to Showers. Showers off high hands. Controlled by Mount Marty. No. Overpass pushed down by Keel. Keel with a kill. Her second. Dort College ties it up 2-2 in set number one. Dort College will be on the road this Friday night when they travel to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Tigers of Doan. Short serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers back set behind the spike line over the top of the block. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman off of the block and gets it to Walterstorff. Walterstorff off of the block and the kill. Brooke Walterstorff makes it a 3-2 contest. Dort College in front. Becky Madden still with service. Becky Madden with serve to the back line, and it's long and out of bounds, point Mount Marty. So a service error by Madden, and the Dort College defenders and Mount Marty Lancers are tied up 3-3. The libero for the Lancers with service, and serving into the net is Brianne Teague, and the Dort College defenders get the point back that they allowed earlier on a service error. Siri Nelson now with serve. Nelson served down the line, taken by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Set goes outside to the left-hander, and the kill for the Lancers. And Kristen Boyle. Boyle with a kill ties it up 4-4. We have not seen many extended volleys yet in this one. Other volleyball taking place tonight. Briar Cliff is at Morningside. Doan is at Midland. Serving is Caitlin Ilg. Ilg. Serve taken by Madden, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes to Showers. Showers blocked at the net, covered by Jansen. Slide right side to Walterstorff. Off high hands, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, pushed over the net, and pushing it wide and out of bounds. On the attack is Gina Peters, Point Dort College, and the defenders lead 5-4. Service error by the Lancers. An attack error by the Lancers. Jansen with service. Set goes right side through the block. Controlled by Nelson. We've got a player in the net for Mount Marty. Point Dort College, and the defenders lead 6-4. An attack error by the Lancers. Dort College leads 6-4. Serving again is Jansen, the libero for tonight's contest. Dort College. Set goes outside. Two horsemen. Horsemen right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing. Walterstorff with a kill. Brooke Walterstorff with the kill, her second. Dort College leads 7-4. 7-4, our score. Serving is the libero, Jansen. Controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking through the block and the kill for the Lancers. And number 17, Sierra Clough. Clough makes it 7-5. 7-5, our score. Serving for the Lancers, Courtney Miller. Mount Marty looking for their first win of the conference season. They're 0-4 in conference play. Jump serve taken by Nelson. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman helps it over, controlled by Mount Marty. They saw it coming, dug it up. And a touch at the net called on Mount Marty, on Dort College on the attack by Bailey Kutchda. Kutchda makes it a 7-6 contest with her first kill this evening. Lancers have served, taken by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman shoots it out to Horstman. Horstman off high hands, kill. Jenna Horstman with her first kill tonight, attacking from the left side. And Horstman gives Dort College an 8-6 lead. 8-6, Dort College in front. Serving is Walterstorff. Jump serve controlled by the Lancers. Set goes to the middle, dug by Walterstorff, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel, and we had miscommunication with the Dort College defenders, and the Lancers get a point on what's going to be a ball handling error. Bartman and Keel ended up tangled up on that play. Serving for the Lancers and getting an ace serve is Laura Groseff, number 11. She did not play last night. And we're tied up at 8-8 on the ace serve. Jansen to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel with a tip. Covered by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Down ball. Controlled by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Horseman. Horseman cross court kill. Jenna Horseman with her second kill. Dort College leads 9-8. 9-8 our score. So Grosseth with her first ace moments ago. Tied it for a short period of time. Mount Marty attacking. Dort College covered it. That's Jansen. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a tip and the kill. Haley Moss with the kill. Makes it 10-8. Dort College leads. Dort College up 2 here in set number 1. Dort College rated number 16 in the country in the most recent poll. Block put up by Keel and Moss. Point Dort College on the attack out of the middle by Midland, by Mount Marty and Ellison Cross. So Dort College gets a block. They lead 11-8. Serving is Bartman. Bartman serve. Low hard serve as an ace serve. Kayla Bartman with the ace, her first. And the Dort College defenders lead 12-8. 12-8 our score. Short serve by Bartman, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. No, they have to push it over. Free ball by Miller. Bartman sets it middle, quick to Keel. Keel pushes it over. Mount Marty off the attack. Waltersdorf gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Horseman. Horseman off high hands and the kill. Jenna Horseman with her third kill. Dort College leads 13-8. Dort College in the driver's seat, just past the midpoint of set number 1. Controlled by the Lancers. Ilg sets outside and the kill put down by Kuchta. Kuchta with her second kill. And the Dort College lead is 13-9. 13-9, Dort College leading by 4. Lancers with serve, taken by Moss, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes outside to Horseman. Horseman with a swing, dug up and over. Dort College on the free ball. Keel will get it over to Horseman. Horseman changes speed, dug up and over by Mount Marty. Dort College attacking, back over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net, point Mount Marty. The diving save that time by the libero, Teague. 13-10, Dort College leading. Serve controlled by Jansen, gets it to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss with an off speed. Pushed over the net, saved by Waltersdorf. Got it over to Bartman. Bartman tips it to Keel. Keel pushes it over. Mount Marty attacking through the block, saved by Bartman. Gets it over to Moss. Moss high over to Horseman. Horseman hits it wide. Point, Mount Marty. So an attack error by Horseman from the outside, hitting it down the line but wide. Mount Marty serving, taken by the defenders, comes outside to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net, covered by Jansen, kept it alive, pushed over the net by Bartman. Here comes Mount Marty. Teague pushes it over, saved by Keel, gets it over to Bartman, comes outside to Horseman. Horseman banks it off of the block for the kill. Horseman with the kill, she's got 4. 14-11, Dort College leading by 3. Felicia Scott with service. Mount Marty attacking. And on the slide to the right, Allison Cross records the kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 14-12. 14-12, back into the contest, Summer Jansen for the defenders. And serving for Mount Marty is Kayla Jones. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Quick attack. Keel. Keel with a kill off of the tape. Elizabeth Keel with her third kill. Dort College leads 15-12. 15-12. Dort College in front by 3. Dort College in the driver's seat here. Short serve. Overpass. Putting it away is Heather Showers. Showers with a kill. Showers makes it 16-12. Heather Showers, the freshman from Bennington, Nebraska for Dort College with her first kill this evening. Another overpass, and Showers this time puts it away again. Two kills in a row by Showers off of overpasses. Heather Showers makes it 17-12. Dort College in front. Mount Marty has not used a timeout yet. Becky Madden with serve. Controlled by Mount Marty. Scrambling now. Passed over the net. Free ball. Taken by Madden. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Pushes it right back over. Mount Marty attacking. Pushed over the net. Saved by Bartman. But we've got a player in the net for Dort College. That's Haley Moss. So the kill for the Mount Marty Lancers on the block error by Moss. Taken by Jansen, gets it to Bartman, comes back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with her second kill. Dort College leads 18-3. Earlier today, the Dort College women's soccer team loses to Dakota Wesleyan 3-0. Dort College men defeat Dakota Wesleyan 2-1 to break a four-game losing streak. Overpass. Showers pushes it down. Mount Marty there for the cover, though. Lancers scrambling, pushed to the back line. And a kill for the Mount Marty Lancers out of the back line with Dithsey. Dithsey saw a spot in the back corner, tipped it to the back corner, and Becky Madden gave chase but was unable to get to it in time. Now serving is Ilg for Mount Marty. Ilg serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Walterstorff. Walterstorff off the slide and the kill. It broke down, but Walterstorff was still able to do something with it. Dort College leads 19-14. 19-14, our score, set number one. Summer Jansen serve, controlled by the Lancers. Set outside, and down the line for the kill is Sierra Cloth. Cloth with her second kill. 19-15. Courtney Miller with service. Miller with serve. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Quick attack. Walterstorff over the top of the block. Dug up into the Raptors. It'll bounce around. Lancers keep it alive. Ilg passed over the net by Teague. Controlled by Madden on the free ball. Back over to Bartman. Shoots it out wide to Horstman. Horstman banks it off the block. Out of bounds. Point Dort College. Horstman with her fifth kill. Horstman records for her fifth kill. Madden checks out. Walterstorff will serve. In the front for the defenders right now, it's Bartman, Horstman, and Keel. Controlled by the Lancers. Ilg pushed over the net. We've got a player in the net for Mount Marty, Point Dort College. So an attack error by the Lancers. Point defenders. Dort College leads 21-15. Mount Marty refusing to call a timeout. Serving is Walterstorff. Jump serve taken by the Lancers. Set goes right side. Stab saved by Bartman. Gets it over to Horstman on the set by Keel. Passed over the net. Free ball for the defenders. Walterstorff gets it over to Bartman. Bartman passes it over the net. Lancers scrambling. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Taken by Nelson. Gets it over to Bartman. Slide. Keel. Keel. Kill. Elizabeth Keel with her fourth kill. Dort College leads 22-15. 22-15, our score. Serving is Walterstorff to the back corner. Overpass, Dort College. Jansen gets it to Bartman. Bartman back over to Keel. Keel. Keel with another kill. She's got five kills, and the Dort College defenders lead 23-15. 23-15, our score. Walterstorff jump serve taken by the Lancers. Ilg back set, right side, tipped down the line, covered by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman, comes back over to Horstman. Off high hands, now pushed over the net by Keel, controlled by Ilg. Passed over the net, free ball. Taken by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman slide right, Keel, Keel with another kill. Elizabeth Keel with her sixth kill. Dort College leads 24-15. Dort College has scored 3 points in a row off of kills by Elizabeth Keel. Serving is Walterstorff. Walterstorff to the back line, controlled by the Lancers. Ilg, quick set, blocked at the net, but out of bounds point, Mount Marty. So a block, I should say, kill that time for the Lancers, and I believe that was Sierra Cloth getting the kill. 24-16, Dort College up 8. Lancers have service. Jump serve and an ace serve for the Lancers, and Laura Groseth, her second. Groseth makes it 24-17. And the jump serve taken again by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman over to Horstman, unable to put it away. Lancers attacking. Walterstorff with a dig on the attack by Kutchta. Back over to Horstman. Horstman with a swing and the kill. Jenna Horstman with her sixth kill. Dort College leads, wins 25-17 in set number one. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the Laddie Semple Arena, Yankton, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders winning set one by a score of 25-17. Dort College 18 kills. Three attack errors, 45 total swings. Mount Marty 10-4-26 for a 231 kill efficiency. Six kills for Jenna Horstman, five for Elizabeth Keel. Officially, Caleb Hartman put up 15 assists. Six digs for Brooke Waltersdorf, three for Summer Jansen. For the Lancers, they are topped by Allison Cross with three kills. And three for Sierra Clough. Served by Bartman as we start set number two. Lancers attacking down the line and getting the kill for the Lancers. On the attack to the right is Allison Cross. Cross makes it 1-0. So Dort College in front, 1-0, but Mount Marty, it's the first point of the set. They lead 1-0 in set number two. Short serve taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman, set outside to Horstman. Horstman banks it off of the block, taken by Moss, gets it over to Bartman, set right side over to Keel. Keel with a swing, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, pushed over the net, free ball. Waltersdorf gets to it, Bartman back over to Keel. Keel block at the net, point Mount Marty. Mount Marty getting a block out of the middle. And the Dort College defenders trail 2-0 in set number two. An overpass by the defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers right now riding a early surge of momentum, taking a 3-0 lead. Lancers with service as the Jones, controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman, set outside to Horstman. Horstman off high hands, overpass, Dort College scrambles, they get to it. Jansen over to Bartman, Bartman over to Moss, Moss, kill. Haley Moss gets Dort College on the board. They trail 3-1. 3-1, Dort College, trailing by two. College one set one going away, 25-17. Felicia Scott with service, controlled by the Lancers, set right side, and a change of pace, and a kill for Allison Cross. Cross with her fifth kill. 4-1, Mount Marty in front. Scott is out. Jansen will check in. Jansen playing the libero spot for Megan Krausman. Krausman injured on Monday evening. Not in uniform tonight. Taken by Keel, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman outside to Showers. Showers with a swing. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers on the attack, and from the outside, the kill for Sierra Clough. Clough makes it 5-1. Mount Marty in front in set number two. Brianna Teague with service. And now a overlap called on the defenders. Dort College. That'll go as a serve reception error. So an ace for Teague. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes Mount Marty attacking. Clough off of the net. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman has to race after it. Pushed over the net by Showers. Controlled by the Lancers. They have to scramble. Here's a down ball taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets outside to Showers. Showers tips down the sideline and hits it wide and out of bounds. 7-1. An attack error by the defenders, and the Lancers lead it. Teague serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf off of the tape and the kill. Attacking from behind the spike line. Dort College trails 7-2. 7-2, Dort College down 5. Set number 2. Serving for the defenders will be Becky Madden. Madden, the sophomore from Omaha. Attacking out of the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Laura Grosseth. Grosseth makes it 8-2. 8-2, Lancers leading, set number two. Serving is Ilg, taken by Moss, and we will replay this as one of the volleyballs got loose along the sideline. Ilg will have service. Ilg serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman, comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff change of pace, and she gets the kill. Brooke Walterstorff with her fifth kill tonight. Moss checks out of the match. Nelson will serve. Nelson, short serve, controlled by the Lancers. Ilg sets right side. Grosseth with a kill. Grosseth with her second kill. And the Lancers have opened up a 9-3 lead in set number two. Serving is Courtney Miller for the Lancers. Her serve is taken by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Showers. Showers around the block, taken by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, and a kill for the Lancers, and Bailey Kuchta. Kuchta makes it 10-3. 10-3, our score. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Mount Marty leading 10-3 in set number two. Serve taken by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman. Slide right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a kill. She's got six. Walterstorff with three of the 4 points for the defenders here in set number two off of kills. Summer Jansen has service. Jansen, low hard serve, controlled by the Lancers. Down ball, dug by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets back over to Horstman. Horstman with a tip to the back line and the kill. Seven for Horstman. York College trails 10-5. York College trying to cut what was a 10-3 lead down. Short serve taken by the Lancers. They'll scramble. They get to it and thrown over the net. Controlled by Jansen. Gets it over to Madden. Madden has to get it to Horstman. Horstman with another kill. Jenna Horstman with her eighth kill. And the defenders trail 10-6. 10-6, our score. Serving is Summer Jansen. Knuckleball serve, nearly an ace. Ilg throws it to the middle. Power tip taken by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman, set back over to Horstman. Horstman down the line and the kill. Jenna Horstman with her ninth kill. Dort College trails 10-7. They've scored 4 points in a row. So far, Candace Clymer for Mount Marty has not used a timeout this evening. Jansen, an ace serve, and the Dort College defender lead is, the Mount Marty lead has been cut to two on a service run by Summer Jansen. Jansen records the ace, and the defenders now trail 10-8, and Mount Marty will use their first timeout of the night. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewald's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hubbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Summer Jansen with service, taken by the Lancers. Courtney Miller gets the set, right side. Grosseth tries the slide, she gets blocked, point Dort College. And the defenders trail 10-9. So Dort College fighting back from what was a 10-3 deficit to make it 10-9 here. Summer Jansen with service, taken by the libero, Teague. Set goes outside, saved by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman, throws it out wide to Horstman. Horstman with another swing, controlled by Mount Marty, pushed over the net, saved by Nelson. Slide right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff off of the block, and a kill for Walterstorff. We're tied up 10-10. 10-10 our score. Walterstorff with her seventh kill. Dort College has now scored 7 points in a row to knot it at 10-10, our first tie of set number two. Served by Jansen, controlled by the Lancers. Ilg, bump set over to Kutchta, taken by Nelson on the cover. Gets it back over to Jansen, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a kill. 8 kills for Walterstorff. Dort College leads 11-10. Checking into the match is Sam Bischoff. Checking out is Courtney Miller. Summer Jansen has service. Floater to the back line is off of the back line, out of bounds, point, Mount Marty. So a service error by Jansen, but she had an ace during her run, and she served Dort College to 8 straight points. Now the Lancers have service. This is Lauren Groseth. Groseth with service, and she returns the service error with a service error of her own. And the defender lead is back to 1 at 12-11. Serving for the defenders will be Walterstorff. Walterstorff jump serve taken by the Lancers. Throw it outside. And off of the block, saved by Horseman. One arm stab, kept it alive, now pushed over the net by Keel, controlled by Mount Marty. Over the top of the block and hitting it long and out of bounds is Bailey Kutchta. Point, Dort College, and the defenders have their biggest lead of set number two. Kutchta with the attack error. Walterstorff with service, taken by Bischoff. Saved by the defenders, Nelson. Jansen keeps it alive. Down ball down by Walterstorff. Walterstorff to the sideline, missed it wide and out of bounds. Point, Mount Marty. An attack error by Walterstorff off of the broken play. Not a bad idea. There was nobody home. Just hit it just wide on the down ball to the sideline. Mount Marty has service. This is Amber Dithsey. Dithsey, jump serve taken by Jansen. Nearly an overpass, and there to cover it was Nelson. Kept it alive, pushed over the net by Horseman. Horseman's going to be called for the illegal contact. So a ball handling error on Horseman. And we're tied 13-all. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Blocked at the net. Covered by Jansen on the continue. Set comes outside Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Dort College leads 14-13. Dort College trailed early in set number two, 10-3. Serving for the defenders will be Kayla Bartman. Bartman, knuckleball controlled by the Lancers. They have to scramble a bit for it, though. Down ball. Now blocked, pushed back by Mount Marty. Bartman shovels it over to Horseman, saved by Walterstorff on the pushback. Passed over the net. And we have a player. We have a player for Mount Marty going over the net to make contact with the ball. The ball never broke the plane. And she went up and over. There was no part of the ball above the net. And Bartman has service. Now we have an overlap on Mount Marty. An ace for Bartman in terms of your bookkeeping. So Bartman with her second ace this evening. And the defenders have opened up a 16-3 lead and have outscored Mount Marty 13-3 since trailing 10-3. Lancers attack. Set goes outside and blocked at the net was Kristen Boyle, Point Dort College. The defenders get the block up with Keel and Moss. Serving again for the defenders is Bartman. Bartman, serve controlled by Mount Marty over the block, controlled by Walterstorff, gets it over to Keel. Keel pushes it over, now pushed to the sideline, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman, set left side over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Jenna Horseman with her 10th kill. Dort College leads 18-13. Timeout on the floor, charge to Mount Marty. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Low serve controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty going cross court. Dort College picks it out of the net. Passed over the net by Walterstorff. Free ball, Mount Marty. Set comes left side and a kill for Kristen Boyle. Boyle bangs it off of the blocker for the kill. For Boyle, that's her third by my count. Dort College still leads 18-14. Mount Marty trying to mount a comeback here. Kayla Jones with service. Knuckleball taken by Chance and gets it over to Bartman. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing. Mount Marty gets to it. Pushed over the net. Saved by Bartman on the cover. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman tips it over. Controlled by Mount Marty. Set goes to Boyle. Boyle unable to put it away. Now tipped over the net by Moss. And the ball hits the antenna on the pass over the net. Point Dort College. And the defenders lead 19-14. Serving is Felicia Scott. Scott, the junior from Lansing, Illinois, pushed over the net. Scott gets to it. Passes over to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss with the kill. Cross court. And we've got a player in the net as well. So a kill for the defenders either way. Mount Marty coaching staff did not think that ball was in, but the net violation takes any argument away. Scott with service. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking from the right side and hitting it long and out of bounds is Allison Cross. And the Dort College defenders lead 21-14 and seem to have the set in hand after trailing early 10-3. Short serve by Scott, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking and hitting it long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. So another attack error by the Lancers. Dort College leads 22-14. Since they were down 10-3, Dort College has outscored Mount Marty 19-4. And an ace serve for Felicia Scott, her fifth of the season. Scott with the ace. Dort College leads 23-14. Short serve controlled by the Lancers. They'll attack. Set goes outside Boyle. Boyle with a kill. Boyle with a kill attacking from the left side with the left hand. 23-15. Dort College up by 8. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes back right side over to Moss. Moss with a swing. Hits it long and out of bounds. Point Mount Marty. So the Moss attack error makes it 23-16. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman, comes back over to Keel, blocked at the net, covered by Walterstorff, back over to Showers. Showers banks it off of the block. And they say that Showers' attack hit the antenna. So Showers an attack error. Dort College leading 23-17. Jansen gets it to Moss. Moss, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, roll a shot, kill. Brooke Walterstorff with her ninth kill. And the defenders lead 24-17. 24-17, Dort College serving for the set. Serve cross court, wide and out of bounds by Madden. Point, Mount Marty. So Madden with a service error. Dort College leads 24-18 in set number two. Caitlin Ilg with service. Ilg serve short, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Walterstorff. Walterstorff out of the middle with the kill, and Brooke Walterstorff has her 10th kill of the evening. And the Dort College defenders win it 25-18. A little different way to get there. Dort College fell behind early 10-3, but bounced back. Used a 8-point run to go from down 10-3 to up 11-10. Never trailed again. We had two ties at 11-13. Dort College, though, pulled away again with a 5-point run to go from tied 13-13 to up 18-13. And the defenders win set two, 25-18. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College leads in volleyball over Mount Marty. Two sets to nothing, 25-17 and 25-18. Earlier today, the Dort College soccer team, the men's soccer team, victorious over Dakota Wesleyan, 2-1. Dort College allowed a goal on an indirect kick in the 14th minute of play. On a penalty kick in the 43rd minute, Brady Van Hollen evened it. And V.J. Hachaba got the winning goal in the 70th minute off an assist by Kevin Grutenboer. And the Dort College defenders win it by a final score of 2-1. They improve to 1-1 in the conference, and they are 5-4 overall. For the Dort College women, not as fortunate an outcome as they fall to Dakota Wesleyan by a final score of 3-0. Dakota Wesleyan scores all three of their goals in the second half, and in fact get those three goals late in the 78th, 85th, and 89th minutes. Megan Johnson scored on three unassisted goals, showing why she's one of the top goal scorers in the country. She entered the game with 19 goals. She leaves with 22. She had five shots, four of them on goal. Three of them found the net. North College had 14 shots on goal, but couldn't get one past the keeper. The North College women are now 5-3 and 0-2 in the conference. Both soccer teams will host Concordia on Saturday. 1 o'clock start time for the women, and about a 3:15 start time for the men. Tomorrow, a day off for the Dort College athletic teams. Back in action on Friday evening, the Dort College volleyball team facing the Doan Tigers. That's a 5 o'clock junior varsity match, 6:30 varsity match. You can hear it on KDCR. Blades hockey opens up the season as well on Friday night when they host the Midland Club hockey team. North College soccer versus Concordia, as I told you about already. North College football faces Concordia in Seward, Nebraska, Saturday afternoon. You can hear that on KDCR. And the Blades are in Fremont to face Midland in a 7:30 Saturday evening contest. The volleyball match and football game on KDCR. Hockey and soccer available via webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom tailored investment services for the successful investors. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Renson, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Back with set number three from Yankton, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers getting set for set number three. Dort College leading two sets to nothing, 25-17 and 25-18. Mount Marty starts with an ace serve by Amber Ditzy. And the Dort College defenders trail 1-0. 1-0 our score. Lancers with serve, taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman, set right side over to Moss. Moss down the line, kill. So Moss knots it up after the ace initially by Ditzy. 1-1 our score. Controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Set goes right side. Controlled by Waltersdorf. And the overpass and Bailey Kutchta puts it away. 2-1 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And the serve controlled by Waltersdorf. No. Overpass, and it's put down by the Lancers. Lancers with a kill from Allison Cross and the Dort College defenders. Trail 3-1. 3-1 our score. Short serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes Mount Marty. Mount Marty with a kill out of the right side is Kristen Boyle. Boyle with her fifth kill. And the defenders trail 4-1 in set number 3. Serve controlled by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Point Lancers. Lancers lead 5-1. 5-1 our score. Lancers still with service taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss with a kill. So Moss with her second kill, both of them coming in, her second kill of set 3, her sixth of the evening. Serve to the back line controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking into the middle. And Dort College there for the block. Here comes Boyle. Boyle unable to put it down. Saved by Waltersdorf. And Waltersdorf and Jansen collide going after it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Point Lancers. Lancers lead 6-2. 6-2 our score. And a serve into the net by the Lancers. And the defenders trail 6-3. 6-3 the score. And the short serve controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty attacking, and out of the middle, the kill for Lauren Groseth. Groseth makes it 7-3. Very similar to how we started set number 2. Dort College came roaring back in that one. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Outside it goes to Showers. Showers unable to put it down. Dug up in the back row by the Lancers. Down the line they get it over to Madden. Madden to Bartman. Bartman to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a tip. Mount Marty dug it up, back up and over, and Waltersdorf puts away the overpass. She's got 11 kills. And the Dort College defenders trail 7-4. 7-4. Controlled by Mount Marty. Ilg with the set to Groseth. Groseth with a kill. Eight to four. Lancers up by four. Taken by Nelson. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman with a bump set outside to Horseman. Horseman unable to put it down. Lancers attacking, pushed over the net. Nelson there for the cover. Slide right side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf banks it off of the block, and it hits the sideline for the block for Mount Marty. Mount Marty leads 9-4. 9-4 the score. Taken by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman slide right side, Waltersdorf banks it off of the block. Dort College will attack again. Here's Horseman. Horseman into the net, point Mount Marty. An attack error by Horseman. Lancers lead 10-4. Controlled by the defenders. Set outside Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Nelson there for the cover. Comes back outside Horseman. Horseman again blocked at the net. Dort College takes it up and over. Mount Marty attacking. Pushed over the net. Saved by Waltersdorf. Passed over to Bartman. Bartman with a tip. Controlled by the Lancers. And now a double contact. A ball handling error called on Ilg. Point Dort College. So the ball handling error. Serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking. Set goes to the middle. Pancake saved by Jansen. Nobody there to pick it up, though. Point Lancers. Lancers lead 11-5. 11-5 our score. Short serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman outside of Horstman. Horstman change of pace. Mount Marty scrambling. No. Horstman with a kill. To 6, Stuart College. Down by 5. Lancers attacking down the line. Dug by Waltersdorf. And pushed over the net by the defenders on the busted play. Here come the Lancers. Lancers scramble for it. Kept alive. Passed over the net by Ilg. Jansen to Bartman. Bartman slide right side over to Horstman. Horstman, pardon, Moss. Moss with a swing. Dug up and over by Mount Marty on the attack. Dort College attacking. Keel blocked at the net point. Lancers lead 12-6. The block puts them up 12-6. And the serve taken by Jansen, taken by Keel, gets it over to Horstman. Horstman with a down ball. And a player in the net for Mount Marty. Point, Dort College. So a blocking error by the Lancers gets Dort College 12-7, within 12-7. Serve to the back line, taken by the Lancers. Dort College down 5. Set goes right side, slowed up by Moss. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Showers. Showers off of the block, back on the sideline. Point, Mount Marty. Mount Marty with a point off of the block. That's how they've recorded their last 2 points. To 7, Lancers lead by 6. Kayla Jones with service. Nearly an overpass. Bartman got to it, kept it out of the net. Here comes Mount Marty on the attack. And 4 contacts called on the Lancers. Point Dort College. Defenders hanging around, trailing 13-8. 13-8, our score. Short serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers scramble to it. Teague over the top of the block, taken by Jansen. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking, pushed over the net, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman goes cross side, goes backside that time over to Moss. Moss with a kill. She's got 7. Moss with her 7th kill. Set goes to the middle, and an attack error by the Lancers. Dort College trails 13-10. 13-10, our score. Amber Dithsey with the attack that time. Hit it squarely into the net. Becky Madden serve controlled by the Lancers. Set goes outside through the block. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes back over to Showers. Showers off high hands the kill. Heather Showers with her 3rd kill. Dort College trails 13-11. Dort College leads in the match 2-0. Serve long, taken by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, off speed, controlled by Bartman. Got it over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf sets right side. Moss gives it back over to Bartman. Bartman, I beg your pardon, it was Moss. Moss pushed it over. Moss with 8. Dort College back to within a point, trailing 13-12. 13-12, Mount Marty up 1. Lancers attack, set right side, through the block, saved by Madden, pushed over the net by Waltersdorf, controlled by the defenders, comes back over to Showers, Showers off high hands, controlled by the Lancers, Lancers attack, over the top of the block, saved by Jansen, got it over to Bartman, set right side over to Moss, Moss with a swing, Moss with a kill, Haley Moss with her 9th kill, we're tied up 13-all. 13-13, our score. We're tied up after Mount Marty led by as many as 6. Off high hands, taken by Madden, gets it over to Bartman, comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf dug up by Mount Marty, up into the Raptors. They pass it over the net, free ball. Madden gets it over to Bartman. Bartman shoots it out wide to a shower. Showers one-on-one, unable to put it away, dug up by Mount Marty. Passed over the net by Mount Marty and Jones. Jones called for the ball handling error. And the Mount Marty Lancers use a timeout, trailing 14-13. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Lancers. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 14-13, Mount Marty. Down a point. They're able to get a kill out of the middle, though, on a tip by Ellison Cross. Cross with her seventh. We're tied up 14-0. 14-14 the score. Mount Marty with service. Teague with service. So Teague will serve for the Lancers. They've relinquished the lead. Now they've gotten it back to Tide. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill. 12 for Walterstorff. And if it's possible, it's a quiet 12. She's had those because you don't remember very many of them. For a while, Horstman got on a run. Moss was on a run. Elizabeth Keel had a big first set. But Walterstorff has been consistent throughout. She's got double figures again. Lancers attacking, and they end up having to scramble for it. They hit it up off of the curtain that hangs above the net. An attack error by the Lancers. That'll go as an attack error for the team if, in terms of the bookkeeping on that. Lancers attack. Set goes to the middle and pushed up and over by the Lancers after the attack by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with another one. She's got a baker's dozen. Dort College leads 17-14. Lancers have one timeout remaining if they want to use it. This is the only regular season meeting scheduled for these two teams. One of those scheduling quirks where the defenders only play Mount Marty once during the regular season. Also play Midland just once this season. Kayla Bartman with a kill. For Kayla, that's her first. And the defenders lead 18-14 and have taken control of set number three. Low hard serve taken by the Lancers. Pushed over the net, free ball. Madden gets it over to Bartman. Bartman slide right side. Walterstorff another kill. She's got 14 unofficially. 14 kills for Walterstorff. Timeout, Mount Marty. Dort College leads 19-14. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, the Defenders, and in Mount Marty, that is, in set number three, and we've got a net violation called on the Defenders. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, there are 11 schools that offer volleyball. Their full membership offers volleyball. You don't play a true round robin and double round robin in volleyball. You play five opponents once. Set goes outside to Showers. Showers with the swing. Showers with the kill. And I don't believe that works out. They play 16 matches in the conference. Dort College faces Midland once, Mount Marty once, Nebraska Wesleyan once. Set goes outside. Mount Marty blocked at the net, pushed into the back row, controlled by Madden, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman outside. It goes to Horstman. Horstman hits it wide and out of bounds. Lancers trail 20-15. This is the only meeting between Dort and Mount Marty. The Defenders will play Dakota Wesleyan twice, so there's your, and that's how it works out. Midland, Mount Marty, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Concordia all on the Dort College schedule just one time this regular season. Comes outside to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman with 11. Dort College leads 21-15. Beg your pardon, 21-16, that is. Dort College by five. Low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. Ilg passes over to Teague. Teague unable to do anything with it. Jansen over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel with a pushover controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking. Off high hands. Pancake saved by Nelson. Unable to keep it in play. A kill for Kutchta. She's got five. 21-17. Dort College, it feels like they're in control, but Mount Marty hanging around right now. Laura Grosseth with service. Grosseth, serve. Taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman shoots it out wide to Horstman. Horstman off high hands. Lancer scrambling. Pushed over the net. Saved by Bartman. Gets it over to Keel. Keel on the second contact. Back over to Bartman. Bartman down the line. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking. Pushed over the net. Saved by Keel. Got it over to Bartman. Bartman to Horstman. Horstman banks it off of the block. Lancers attacking, pushed over the net by Ilg, controlled by the Defenders. Jansen over to Bartman. Bartman back over to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Lancers scrambling. They get to it. Taken by Horstman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman slide right side Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Ilg with a dump, saved by Keel. Now dumped to the sideline, and a kill for the Mount Marty Lancers on the busted play in Allison Cross. 21-18 our score. Mount Marty has narrowed the gap to 21-18. Serving for the Lancers will be Grosseth, taken by Nelson, overpass, and the Lancers are there for the kill. The kill for Jenna Peters, and the Dort College lead is 21-19. I would imagine one more point and Dort College will call a timeout. Nelson gets it over to Keel, to Horseman, down ball, dug by Dort College, comes back over to Horseman, Horseman with a kill. Jenna Horseman with her 12th kill. They called that out. Well, evidently they called it out. Must have been wide. And, something happened while I was looking down at my score sheet. As it is, the scoreboard shows Lancers down 21-20. Dort College forced to use a timeout. Back with more after this. Well, the only explanation I can come up with is that Horstman's attack hit the antenna. So the Mount Marty Lancers, trailing 21-20, have service with Grosseth. Grosseth goes wide and out of bounds on the attack. Point Dort College. And the defenders lead 23-21 after the service error. Serving for the defenders, I beg your pardon, 22-20, Dort College up two. Lancers on the attack, that's Peters. Peters with a kill. Gina Peters with her second kill this evening. And the defenders lead 22-21. Amber Ditzy with service. Ditzy service. Short, taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Moss is there to push it down. Haley Moss with her 10th kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 23-21. Short serve controlled by the Lancers. Lancers scrambling. Passed up towards the net and a four contact. Violation called on Mount Marty. Dort College leads it now 24-21. Serving for the defenders for the set and the match is Felicia Scott. Scott with short serve controlled by the Lancers. Set right side and a kill for the Lancers. And Allison Cross. Cross makes it 24-22. Well, good to know Commissioner Corey Westrup listening in on our broadcast, letting me know the alignment of how the schedule is made for the 11-team conference. Short serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman to Moss. Moss with the finisher. Haley Moss with 11 kills. And the Dort College defenders win it 25-22. Back to that schedule. Dort College faces these four teams once in conference play. That's Midland, Mount Marty, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Concordia. Dort College goes to 5-2 with the win, so we are not quite to the midway point of the conference season. You've got 16 matches to play. This is the only time we will see Mount Marty this year. Dort College wins it 25-17, 25-18, and 25-22. Let's take a break and be back to wrap things up from Laddie Semple Arena right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious over the Mount Marty Lancers, 25-17, 25-18, and 25-22 in volleyball play. Some interesting turns in this one, though. Dort College won set one, controlled it completely, winning 25-17. Set number two went to Dort College after trailing at one point, 10-3. They took the lead on eight straight points to make it 11-10. Back-to-back kills by Brooke Walterstorff gave them the lead, and they never relinquished the lead on the way to a 25-18 advantage. Set three was very similar in that the defenders fell behind 10-4. We're still down 13-7. before a 7-point run gave them the lead up 14-13. Door College looked well on their way, up 19-14. Mount Marty battled back to cut it to 1 at 21-20 and 22-21. Door College wins at 25-22 on a Haley Moss kill. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders defeat Mount Marty 3-0 this evening in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball play. And visiting with me briefly after tonight's match will be Dort College freshman Haley Moss. And Haley, a 3-0 win on the road over Mount Marty. A scrappy group for Mount Marty, but your team had an answer. What coach have to say after the match tonight as you gathered after the 3-0 win?
He said that we communicated really well, the best he's ever heard us communicate, which was fun. He could hear us really loud, which was good. It's best to communicate like that, and then you know what your teammates are doing and how to communicate together puts each play together.
Your team was able to spread the ball around quite a bit again this evening. I'm taking a look at the total attacks. You end up with 17 attacks. You had 11 kills. Kayla got you the ball, it seemed, in spots where you could do something with it, and you had some options. That's what I saw from up here. Is that how it played out in your mind on the floor as well, where Kayla gave you some good options?
Yeah, Kayla spreads the ball really well. It helps when your other hitters are calling for the ball loud. It keeps the other team's blockers guessing, and they don't know where to go, and it keeps the block open for us to hit.
You're in month number 2 of your freshman season. How's the adjustment to college gone, Haley?
Good, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Class is going okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. A typical day for a freshman at Dort College, how many hours of classes do you have over the course of the week? How involved are you with volleyball over the course of the week?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually I have like 4 hours of class. Tuesdays and Thursdays are my easier days. I only have like 1 or 2 hours. And then volleyball takes like 2 to 3 hours a day. So it's pretty busy.
What do you study, and have you decided on what you want to focus in on yet or not?
Elementary ed. I'll probably teach middle school math.
Very good.
Yep.
I will let you go, shower up, and head home. A couple of days off. I'd imagine you're looking forward to that. No classes tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah.
Good. Doan on Friday night. Good win for you tonight, Haley. Get some rest and back to work tomorrow.
Yep, thanks.
That's Haley Moss talking about tonight's match with us, and just a little glimpse into what a freshman goes through in terms of transitioning to the college volleyball game. As Coach Chad Hansen takes a seat beside me, I'll tell you, Dort College had 49 kills, 16 errors, 128 swings. Mount Marty, 31-15 and 102, respectively. Dort College, a 258 kill efficiency. Mount Marty, a 157. Dort College, 52 digs. Mount Marty, 46. Dort College, not as good a night blocking as some evenings. Got credit for 3 points off of blocks. Mount Marty got 7 points off of blocks. Both teams had 4 service aces. Coach, an odd match in that you gave up big leads, you surrendered early leads to the Lancers in that they built up sizable leads, but then you came back and your team showed some character and some composure and were able to bounce back and get this one in the minimum 3-0.
Yeah, a really neat character match for us. And as Haley mentioned earlier, the communication was the strongest that I've seen us, that I've heard us. That's probably a better way to say it. The slow start, I'm never pleased with that. However, what we've talked about lately is let's finish really well. And through the slow start, I was really pleased with how we finished. That second set was amazing. We were down 3-10. And by the time Mount Marty called their second timeout, we had gone on a 15-point to their 3-point run. And that was just neat. Neat mental focus, great energy, and consistent execution after that slow start. So it's definitely something I want to focus on, a strong start and a stellar finish.
Jenna Horstman and Elizabeth Keel started strong for you. I believe they had 6 and 5 kills respectively in set number 1. 18 kills in set number 1, you can't ask for much more out of your offense in that first set.
Yeah, the first set I felt really good. We were firing on all cylinders, to use a cliche there. We really liked how often we were in system, and it started to feel, this match for me started to feel like every time Kayla was in system, just one step away from her net position, I felt like, ah, here's another kill, we're scoring a point, let's keep rolling. If she was pulled one or two steps in any direction, I thought, ah, let's see how this turns out. And quite often our passers, our back row did a great job keeping her in system, keeping us in system there.
Brooke Walterstorff ends up with 13 kills. She also had 13 digs. She did a lot of things for you this evening that she's probably the only player on the floor that can do, and she makes it look pretty easy. 13 kills. She didn't get them in bunches, it didn't seem, but pretty steady throughout.
She did, and it was neat. I remember in the third set, she got up and hit some hard shots. Some fast arm attacking swings, and they were scoring points for us, and it was really neat to see her just exploding off the ground. Kayla and Brooke have this telepathic connection. Sometimes they even verbalize what they're going to do out there, and really made great work of the routes that Brooke was running tonight.
Summer Jansen had to fill in for Megan Krausman this evening, played the libero spot. Summer did a pretty nice job, at least from my vantage point up here. Seemed like she played pretty solid.
She did. Summer did a wonderful job being in that jersey. We certainly missed Megan tonight. Glad she's able to get some rest. But Summer filled in wonderful ways there in that libero spot and kept us moving in a neat direction.
Well, the one match that hasn't gone final yet in the conference is Doan and Midland, and we're watching with a little interest there. I'm curious to see how Doan fares at Fremont this evening, but that one has not gone final yet. You go down to Crete on Friday. Have you had have you crossed paths with Doan anywhere this season, or is it just a matter of being able to look at tape on your scouting system?
Yeah, most of it's tape. We have been at some tournaments that they've been at. We've had a chance to glance around the curtain in some of these preseason tournaments. Also, uniquely, by the time we get to this conference point, quite often we've seen the teams that Doan has played against. For instance, these two teams, Mount Marty here and Doan, went five just this last weekend. So scouting Mount Marty, we're kind of keeping an eye, I am, on what Doan's doing. The match tonight will give us a second look at Doan to prepare for them this Friday.
Day off tomorrow from classes, Friday the trip to Crete, Nebraska, and we're hitting the midpoint of the conference season, and you play Doan on Friday. You want to keep pace with that grouping in the top half of the conference. That's an important one when you go down to Crete on Friday.
Oh, it absolutely is, and that's what we've talked with our team about. The road wins and all the matches ahead, if we win all the ones that we are supposed to by the rankings that are put out, the opinion polls, if we win all of those, I like our chances to compete in the upper portion of the conference and the national picture. So this one at Doan is huge. It's really a big one for us. Taking care of that road trip, they run a fast tempo offense. And so preparing for Mount Marty is similar to preparing for Doan in what we need to execute, as well as Dakota Wesleyan the following Tuesday. So these next two road matches, Doan first, is really, really important to define not just getting a win, but how do we win? How do we play? And that's what I talked to the team about earlier this week.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders led tonight by Jenna Horseman with 15 kills. Brooke Walterstorff had 13. Haley Moss had 11. Kayla Bartman had 39 assists. Two service aces for Kayla Bartman, one for Felicia Scopp and one for Summer Jansen. Brooke Walterstorff had 13 digs. Summer Jansen had 11. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they had 10 for Allison Cross, 5 for Kristen Boyle and Bailey Kuchta, 4 for Sierra Cloth, and 3 for Jenna Peters. 15 for Amber Dithsey, that was in terms of assists. Caitlin Elg had 10, 9 digs for Courtney Miller, and 9 for Brianna Teague. The Dort College Defenders will next face Doan on Friday evening. That'll be a 6:30 start time. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College wins in 3 tonight. Dort College soccer earlier today. The women lose to Dakota Wesleyan 3-0. The Dort College men defeat Dakota Wesleyan 2-1. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.